Brown and Collins sent a letter to the Erie County Industrial Development Agency Thursday urging approval of Delaware North's tax break request. The family-owned company, Brown says, grew in the city of Buffalo to become a global corporation.
And now, because of some of the concerns that have been expressed in the local community about the Delaware North headquarters project, there are municipalities in different parts of the country that are prepared to reach out to this company to try to steal it from Buffalo. That would be devastating to this community.
Delaware North principal Jeremy Jacobs Jr. says the company never made any threats to leave. It just wants to be treated fairly. Jacobs says GEICO's tax breaks in Amherst work out to about $850,000 a job.
If you look at Yahoo received, you can argue, I'm not sure how you do the math on that, but it's somewhere between $50 and $70 million worth of enticements. We're asking for a total of four.
If the $4 million sales tax abatement's approved, the company would create 65 new jobs at its proposed new headquarters at Delaware and Chippewa. Jacobs says that part of downtown has been home to his family's company for nearly 100 years.
I'll tell you this, it'll be very, very, very hard for somebody to convince us to leave this town. But unfortunately, those offers are coming over, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I think we're very close to closing this matter and forgetting about it, and we just need to keep our heads down and move forward.
Assembly members Crystal Peoples-Stokes and Sean Ryan are holding a public hearing on the tax break request November 12th at Evergreen Commons. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.